This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The province of Quebec in Canada has the highest share of COVID deaths in that country. It's trying something different to push people to get vaccinated, taxing them. It'll tax people who have yet to get their first dose, unless they have a medical exemption. And wouldn't you know, there has been a dramatic rise in the number of vaccine appointments this week. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
So much for using gift cards, baseball tickets, and cash giveaways to entice people to get the vaccine. North of the border, a tax on Quebec's unvaccinated now appears imminent. When announcing it this week, officials there said while just 10% of the population hasn't gotten the jab, the unvaccinated make up about half of those in ICUs in the province, straining healthcare resources. François Legault is Quebec's premier.
They put a very important burden on our healthcare network. And I think it's normal that the majority of the population is asking that there be a consequence.
While not offering his explicit blessing for a tax, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said provinces are right to try new ways to get more people vaccinated.
Whether it's requirements for travelers, whether it's requirements for public servants to be fully vaccinated, we have taken very strong measures in the past and they have worked.
It's not clear how high the tax will end up being or when it will take effect, but officials said it would be, quote, significant. As details are worked out, the idea is getting mixed reviews.
It feels very authoritarian to have the provincial government make these kind of announcements. Quebec does that sometimes, and I don't like that.
Carolyn Ells is an associate professor of biomedical ethics at McGill University in Montreal.
It's just not equitable to just give everybody a flat rate. There are socioeconomic circumstances that contribute to that.
And then there's the legal question. Can the government do that? Professor David Duff, who teaches tax law on the other side of Canada at the University of British Columbia, says there's no doubt Quebec has the authority.
That's the beauty of a tax regime. It's not forced. It's just imposing a cost that is a cost that people who have chosen not to be vaccinated are imposing on others.
No matter how onerous a tax sounds, he says people would still have a choice whether to comply with the rules or pay up. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.